Made to Stick, Why Some Ideas Survive and Others Die, authors Chip and Dan Heath. While some ideas stick to our minds and won't let loose, other ideas sink in the oceans of ideas, this is true regardless of the authenticity of the idea itself. That is why we might hear an idea, follow it for years and years, but in the end, it turns out to be nothing more than a rumour or an old wives' tale. There are numerous paths and ways to create an idea, but which way it will stick and how would you know in advance is what we're about to discuss. Six principles of sticky ideas. Upon going over tons of ideas that have passed through generations, it has been noted that the ones we remember have their own set of traits. These six principles create a checklist for a successful idea. A simple, unexpected, concrete, credentialated and emotional story. 1. Simplicity. Noisy, unpredictable and chaotic environments make it difficult to have sticky ideas. The first step in simplicity is to find the core of the idea by stripping down your idea to its most essential element. This is actually the easier of the two tasks at hand, to eliminate all the extras and unessential elements of your idea. The harder part is to pick out ideas that are really important, but aren't the most important ones. Schemas and metaphors. It takes a technique to turn complex doings into simple, sticky ideas. And here is where a schema plays a major role. A schema is defined as a collection of generic properties of a concept or category. Schemas consist of lots of pre-recorded information that's stored in our minds. Thus, they help us create complex messages from simple materials. Metaphors and analogies help us avoid useless accuracy, remembering that we are to eliminate important, yet not the most important aspects of our idea. Good metaphors are also generative, in that they actually become a platform for novel thinking and not just shed light on a concept. 2. Unexpected. The best way to do grab attention is by breaking a pattern. To do that, you need to work on two essential emotions, surprise and interest. Surprise gets out attention. Some naturally sticky ideas propose surprising facts. Interest keeps our attention. The element of surprise breaks down the schema and it grabs our attention. In such cases, our guessing abilities of why this happened and what will happen next have failed us, leaving us to think, analyze, and look for more insightful answers. The process to follow is 1. Identify the central message you need to communicate. 2. Figure out what is counterintuitive about the message. 3. Communicate your message in a way that breaks your audience's guessing machines along the critical, counterintuitive dimensions. Then, once their guessing machines have failed, help them refine their machines. 3. Concrete. The more abstract your idea is, the harder it would be for others to understand it or remember it. The point is to make your idea concrete, and when people can examine something with their senses, then that something becomes concrete. Concreteness usually boils down to specific people doing specific things, but it also puts people on the same ground and creates a shared turf. If you speak to a group of people about a new concept and you're not sure what they know and what they don't know, then your surer bet is to speak in concrete language. 4. Credible. There have been natural sticky ideas that have persuaded people to believe in incredible things. The following are some of the ways to draw credibility to your case. Using authority and anti-authority. One way to draw credibility to your idea is by using people in authority who are of two kinds: the experts on a certain topic and inspirational figures such as celebrities. When neither of those two is available, you can use external sources of credibility that are anti-authority people, who are everyday people just like you, yet They are living proof of what your message is trying to convey. The honesty and trustworthiness of these people is what provides the credibility. Details. By making a claim tangible and concrete, details make it seem more real, more believable. The use of vivid details will support and boost your core idea. Statistics. Statistics are always a good way to back up your ideas, as they give internal credit, but they tend to be lifeless and do not keep an audience engaged. However, they can be contextualized to fit a more human and everyday understanding. One time. It is very possible to make your credibility dependent on a one-time event, client, deal, etc. For example, if you are ever catered for a White House function, that one-time deal will immediately put you in the running for any other such event. Testable credential. Testable credential focuses on your audience and uses the theme of try before you buy. Here, you allow the audience to make their own judgment about whatever idea you're trying to pass on to them. 5. Emotional. While belief is a major component to make your ideas stick, it's still not enough. Thus, to take action, we also need to take care. Your goal here is to make people care enough to inspire them to act. You can do this by using the following strategies. Using, or not using, association. The most basic way to make people care is to form an association between something they don't yet care about and something they do care about. Yet sometimes we overdo it and use associations to certain terms repeatedly, and this dilutes the power of the terms and their underlying concepts. Appealing to self-interest. It almost goes without saying that what people care about is themselves. Simple choice of wording in advertising can make a big difference when we use the word you instead of people. Appealing to identity. Many ideas appeal to our principles, even if our principles contrast with our self-interest. It has been suggested that we use two basic models when it comes to making decisions. In one model, we weigh our alternatives, assess the value of each, and choosing according to which alternative carries the highest value. In another model, the individual asks himself three questions. 1. Who am I? 2. What kind of situation is this? 3. What do people like me do in this kind of situation? In this second model, the assumption is that people base their decisions on identity. 6. Stories. Stories are effective teaching tools. They show how context can mislead people to make the wrong decisions. Stories illustrate casual relationships that people hadn't recognized before and highlight unexpected, resourceful ways in which people have solved their problems. When it comes to hearing a story, our minds are simulating the traces of events upon listening to it. This mental simulation allows you to replay events in your mind that have led up to the present state of events. You focus on the process rather than the outcomes. Mental simulation helps us with managing emotions, problem solving by mentally simulating events that might otherwise go unnoticed, building skills. All these aspects play a role in creating sticky ideas, because the knowledge coming out of a story is put into a framework for us to act upon. Simple is an ongoing process throughout the path of making your ideas stick. Throughout history, the best and stickiest of ideas were not manufactured out of well-established PR firms or manufactured for millions of dollars from advertising. They did not even come out of highly celebrated names. The grandest ideas came out of everyday, average people. Yet they were able to craft their ideas and carve them deep enough into the roots of our minds to make them last.